Thanks, Rob. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Time to play the worst. We're complaining about the worst things in society. For prizes tonight, we got pizza. Lou Malnati's in the house. We've got some people here in studio to be our panel. We've already got people calling in and texting. 312-981-7200. In studio tonight, the worst regular. I'm figure out a better way to say that. Elizabeth Gomez, good to see you, Elizabeth Gomez.
Hi, Justin. So great to see you, as usual. You're your charming, charming self.
Yes, so charming. The ensemble member, Drinkers with Writing Problems, that's hilarious. And going to be at the bookseller on the 13th of October with the Cates.
Yes. And, well, I won't be there, but I would like to promote that.
And you left that part out when I wrote it down. What do you want to promote? There we go. Also joining us, a newbie. All right, look at this. Kathy Polkrebeck. Did I get that right?
Yes.
I got it right. A storyteller and also a podcaster. She's got her podcast, XX Will Travel. It's about women in who travel.
Exactly.
Did
yep.
I get it? Did I
you
nail
did.
It?
You nailed it.
The description was really intense.
You're two for two.
Two for two. Kathy, thanks for playing tonight. Again, 312-981-7200. You know, it's always a fun game to play, and of course this week it takes on a different meaning because everything's the worst. So we'll do our best to distract ourselves with more mundane worsts. Does that sound good?
I love it. Yes, I love it.
That's what we'll call this week, the mundane worsts. Worsts that don't matter. All right, why don't we start it off the way we do every week with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, kick it off.
This is pretty mundane. But it's the worst.
It's the worst.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you're buying something online, you know, here in Illinois, mm-hmm. and the United States is not the default country.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to, like, and it doesn't allow you to, like, pencil it in. You have to, like, scroll down past Chile and Kuwait and Colombia. Man.
That's
that.
The worst.
I, you know what else I hate about that is sometimes you'll get them where you can put the first letter of the state you live in, but Illinois is never the first one. It's Idaho. So then you hit I, and then you have to scroll down. It's like two actions.
And when you're scrolling through and trying to find the U.S., I've never realized how many other countries start with United.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Right. I think my credit card is the United Emirate, whatever that is, Emirate United.
Arab Emirates.
Arab Emirates United. Yeah, so absolutely. Good one. That's a good start. All right. Elizabeth, what do you got?
I would say the worst is when you go to the bathroom and you realize your coworker did not change the toilet paper. That makes me crazy.
Well, you work in a place where it is on the honor system, where there's just the person in front of you's job.
Yeah, you know what? We're not fancy like you are, Justin.
Well, no,
like
I'm
we're
saying,
not living high off the
hog. I don't know where where if I were in the bathroom and the toilet paper was done here at the Trib Tower, I don't even know where it would be to get another roll.
Yeah,
that's how privileged we are.
You just
here.
Get to ring a bell. You just ring a bell and your toilet servant comes.
You don't have a toilet paper person.
No
one designated.
What's super interesting is that we do have two toilets that are next to each other with no wall in my bathroom at work.
That's so. What, like, who's
oh my god, my boss is going to kill me.
Do you have meetings in there?
We usually like to read the paper together.
That's an amazing. Is it? I mean. That's dialed, too, right next to each other.
Yeah, it's super weird. And so when people come into the office, they're always like, your bathroom's weird. And I'm like, yes.
Well, anyone who listens who's ever been to the Hideout, the bathroom in the back along the bar in the Hideout has it's one of those where the urinal is right next to the toilet. And there's really no way that two people can be in there at the same time, but they're right next to each other. So it just adds for really awkward if you walk in there and somebody's in there, because there are two facilities. And if somebody's in there, you're like, well, wait. But you're like, no, there's two. So I guess I got to go in there and I guess we'll touch legs.
What's even weirder is when you say that, you're like, you're standing touching legs with someone who's sitting.
That's what I'm saying. There's been many a time I want to do a bit where I'm like, I'm just going to go in there and act like I have to go, you know, sit down and just see how the person reacts while I do that.
But and it's weird because you're face to face. It's like you're looking down on the seated person.
Oh, there we go. All right. So, Kathy, what do you got for the worst?
People who walk three abreast on a sidewalk.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The worst.
That's classic worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to teach my son that rule.
because he will, and sometimes, and it's still, it's the sweetest thing because he's 10 years old and he still wants to hold hands. And so he'll hold his mom's hand and he'll hold my hand. But then he creates this, just this blanket that covers the entire sidewalk. And I'm always, I feel like a, like I'm showing him unloved by like, yeah, no, yeah, I'll walk behind you guys.
Like, he's like basically forming a wall.
Right. Exactly.
A wall of affection.
I'm trying to teach him that, no, you can't do that. You know, we gotta go, someone's gotta stand in front, someone's gotta stand in back. So anyway. All right, we're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. All right, we'll take a quick break because we've got them lined up here. Actually, you know what? Before we do that, let's start it off because Deborah's been waiting patiently. Deborah, why don't you kick us off? What's the worst, Deborah?
The worst is my cat tripped me in the hallway, right, and I broke my shoulder.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. March 24th. I go to the doctor, and he finally says, you're finished with physical therapy. Just work on your strength a little. And they gave me those rubber bands, if anybody's been in physical therapy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So you put it on the door, close the door. The rubber band broke.
Oh, no. Tell me you didn't get any snap action.
The door opened. I fell flat on my back on a ceramic floor, broke my wrist, and I have been either in a sling, a cast, and now I'm in a, you know, Velcro thing. Since March 24th, I have had no summer. I can't do anything. I can't chop celery. That is the worst.
That's the worst. You hit it. I mean, you kind of, I don't know how anyone's going to compete with that. Deborah.
Your cat's the worst.
It's unbelievable.
So now are you feeling feline?
Now he gives me the order to go back to physical therapy, and I'm thinking,
I'm not going anywhere near that. Right.
Physical therapy is the worst. It's a racket.
It is. Well, especially when the rubber band's
break. It is a racket.
It's terrible.
And I've been debating since Friday. Should I call him? Should I not call him? Oh, yeah, they're going to help me. I don't think so. And they get paid pretty good bucks for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for sharing your story, Deborah. Appreciate it.
Thank you for talking to me.
Sorry that that happened. We apologize. I mean, I didn't have anything to do with it. But the terrible story. That's actually the best way to say that one, which is a leader right now when it comes to the worst, who's going to win tonight, is getting hurt doing physical therapy.
Yeah,
yes. That's the worst.
That
if you're in
terrible.
Physical therapy and then you break your wrist because the rubber band fell, that's the worst. And that's not supposed to happen. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back. More of the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Got people on the line right now. Also, some text in studio. Elizabeth Gomez,
hello.
And Kathy Polkrebeck, both in studio. They are going to be. I was going to say they're both on stage on the 13th. Kathy, you are.
Yes.
Elizabeth, you're just.
I'll just be supporting and smiling.
You'll just be there.
I'll be escorting people through the door.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Dell. Dell kicks off. What's the worst, Dell?
Hey, so Justin, not a pleasant visual on this one, but so I have a good friend of mine that this happened to a few years back. So y'all are familiar with a Roomba vacuum cleaner,
yes,
right?
Yes, right. The little
kind of Roomba, okay. Yeah. So he had his Roomba set to go off every day at like 5 o'clock in the morning, just to kind of clean the first floor. And at some point during the night, his Great Dane decided to leave a present on the first floor.
And
he woke up to the Roomba having smeared that present all over his first floor.
Oh no!
Oh, that's the worst. Oh.
Yeah,
that's that's when you take that Roomba back all smeared up to the target, and you'd be like, this technology is flawed.
Yeah, that incident must have really sucked.
Yeah, and you know that thing, like, you know, bumps against the baseboards, the couch, everywhere.
Underneath the chair. Yeah.
That's why I don't vacuum.
There you go, right there. Dell, thanks for that one. That's a good one.
You're welcome.
Yep. Oh, that is a good one, man. Hey. Roxanne. Roxanne,
hi.
What's the worst, Roxanne? Hi.
Hi. I moved to Florida, mm-hmm. and I bought a brand new house
of horrors. It's been 8 years. I moved back to Chicago for 5.5 years. The home was unlivable. The Illinois, we throw our politicians in jail. They don't do that here in Florida. The builder is a national builder. They paid off whistleblowers. They gave the county gifts.
Oh, no.
My house has been on TV over 50 times. The house was $189,000.
Did you say it's been on TV for 50 times? What?
Yes, yes. If you look at my website, kbhomedisaster.com, can't make this stuff up. I've had a worker die here, an engineer fall through the attic, 140-pound worker's foot went through the floor.
Gosh.
I moved out over 5.5 years. Now it's my choice. My floors are shifting. I have water coming in. I have mold.
Oh,
the new estimate. Now, when they built this complex, $22 million to build the complex, $70 million ABC reported in repairs. The new estimate to fix my townhome that I paid $189,000, $742,000.
You have taken this game very literal.
In the way that is the worst. There's no doubt about it.
I want to come back to Chicago. I want to come back home.
You got to come back. I'm sorry to hear about that. That's terrible. Roxanne, thanks for sharing.
Have a great night.
You too. Oh, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, so far we've had 3 calls. One about getting hurt doing physical therapy. One about smearing feces all over the first floor of their house. And second, a money pit.
And yeah, I love how Roxanne told us to have a good night. I'm fine.
All right. Here we go. Let's go to some of the let's go here. All right. There's a lot of stuff coming in. So I need to find a place to start. All right. 773 says, the worst is finally finding a parking spot in a busy parking lot, only to realize after pulling in that there's no room for you to get out of your car or for the other person to get into theirs, so you have to pull back out of the spot and resume your search.
He must be talking about the export at Logan Square. That's the worst parking lot in the city. First of all the traffic flow is really weird, but every single spot is just enough so you can get your car in and then suck in all your body fat and can't squiggle out. I know you can see me right now, but it's really funny.
I was at a Target, and they have all these spots that are designated for low emission vehicles at the Target that I'm at. Yeah, it's like you can't park close because it's for people who are more responsible.
Like at a fancy Target?
Real fancy Target.
That sounds pretty fancy.
But the best part was I've always dreamt of being like, who's gonna say? Am I gonna show my papers? Like, am I gonna be like, no, this, you see the fuel efficiency on this car? And so I parked away and I was walking in the other morning, and this guy in a 1993 Toyota Tercel with the muffler off just slides right into the parking lot and just right into that spot, like essential middle finger to the do-gooders of Target parking lots. Like, he's just like, there's no way that the Toyota it was a crappy car. And I was like, wow, so there you go. So this guy has done what I can't.
So but at those spots, don't you have to
electric cars. Right? It's not like Walgreens. Yeah. It's a Target. It's just like, it's essentially saying, you bought a Prius, so you can park here. Thank you for saving the environment. It's a very weird thing, but I've seen it in a couple of Chicago Targets.
That's going to make Prius owners even more smug.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Prius owners are the worst.
Well, right now, I just have this vision of the guy in the Prius coming to the Target. He's like, what? You parked in my spot. My Toyota 2.
Stomping his Birkenstocks.
I'm so mad.
I'm a good person.
630 says, the worst is biting into a mysteriously hard or crunchy thing when eating something that isn't.
Mm.
847 says, the worst is how the McDonald's ice cream machine is always broken.
Wait, can you self-serve at McDonald's for ice cream?
No, I think he comes in there and he's like, oh, self-serve. They're like, sir, the machine's broken.
Is that your prepubescent voice?
That was my prepubescent voice.
Sir.
All right. Let's see here. Jerry's got one. The worst, going in any drive-thru restaurant, placing your order, including French fries, and leaving to go eat elsewhere, then finding that they gave you no catsup. I love that. Because you didn't ask. How much this company policy saved them? 3 or 4 cents? Likely less. I was so aggravated, I went back inside and I asked the girl at the window if she ate catsup with her fries. She said, yeah. Then I said, don't most people? She said, yes. I asked her why she didn't ask me. No response. Very small issue in our world, but good example of how accountants and profit managers interfere with every penny they receive.
Wow, that was like a play.
Yeah.
Can you print that out? We'll do a live reading. Can I play the manager?
It's called Catsup. There you go. 312-981-7200. All right, we're playing the worst. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get the news with Rob Martin. We'll continue. We got a lot of great texts coming up. Elizabeth Gomez and Kathy Polkrebeck in studio. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
All right, thanks, Rob. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're playing the worst, where we complain about the worst things, mundane worst things in society for prizes. Tonight, we are playing for Lou Malnati's Pizza. In studio, our panelists, Elizabeth Gomez and Kathy Polkrebeck. Kathy's podcast is XX Will Travel, and also she is a storyteller in town. Elizabeth Gomez, a contributor to Drinkers with Writing Problems, the ensemble, and also is with the Cates, and she is just out of the goodness of her heart taking her promotion and pushing it for, or what do you say, paying it forward.
Yes, paying it forward. I'm basically 13th. Mother's Teresa.
Yeah, October 13th is a show at the bookseller that she's not involved with. She's just telling people to go to it.
But I am.
But Kathy's in it. So, okay. All right. Let's see. Here we go. The worst is buying 100 phone chargers that people walk off with, much like lighter thieves. People are walking off with your phone chargers? That's no good. Right?
That always happens.
Does it?
Yeah.
I've never had anyone walk off with my phone charger.
Don't they usually take it to like go put it, plug it somewhere and they just don't bring it back?
No, but I have an Android, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, that could be why. I have a headphone problem where I had a new pair of headphones that I had in here for myself, and on Friday I left them in this studio and they are gone.
Oh.
And everyone like averts eye contact.
No one's looking at you.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, guys. Those were $60. You know, they're not, let's not get crazy. They're not Beats by Dre.
Oh, I just got a pair of those.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, I'm not
awesome.
Spending that kind of money.
I got them with a free computer. I mean, with a computer that my daughter purchased because, like, the college kids get free Beats.
Oh, she gets it on top of the computer?
Kind yeah.
Of and you took them?
Yes. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be she honest. Didn't work for those.
Right. No. You're right. You deserve those. 847, the worst is when you're driving and the car in front of you has a turn signal on. They don't turn and they turn it off and then they turn it back on like they're going to turn. And then they don't turn and they keep doing this forever and never turn.
Hmm.
That's a great text. That's a lot of they's and don'ts and turns in that text. Right. I like it. Good job.
That's hard too. Kathy and I have been doing a lot of cycling this summer. And it's really the worst when you're a cyclist behind somebody who does that.
Or somebody who doesn't, who has
yes.
no turn signal.
There you go.
That incites my rage.
847 says the worst is spending thousands of dollars in repairs and replacements following July floods.
Oh.
Floods here in Chicago along the Fox River, Des Plaines River, Gurnee, up on a chain of lakes. But then also says, but not the worst compared to what happened in Vegas. Well, yes, we know that. We did at the top of the show. We said caveat tonight, asterisk. There's nothing worse, but I would say that paying the money in the floods, you forget about, especially even here, people who had their homes flooded and had to pay for all the repairs and everything that happened in July, and there's no guarantee that it won't happen again, you know, next summer or mm-hmm. next time that there's flood season.
Do you remember the flood of like somewhere, I think it was like the late 90s when the whole city basically flooded?
Oh, yeah.
It was really, really terrible. Like it rained and would not stop raining.
Yeah.
And I was living in a garden apartment that year. Oh, first of all, garden apartments.
The worst.
The worst.
Absolutely. Yeah. You get like a little bit of light just to keep you from going like crazy. But all you see are feet pass you all day long. Like it's terrible. But I remember walking to a movie and then all of a sudden I was like, oh no, I got to go back home. And then I head back home. And my garden apartment had flooded to the point to like was up to my thighs.
Oh no.
And at the time I had a kitty and I had a little puppy. And they're just like swimming around in the water. Which thank God I came back because they would have just probably drowned. Sorry, that's terrible. But that's true.
That's an adorable worst.
Well, the worst part of that is that I ended up having to like stay at a scummy hotel because I didn't have any money. I was like a young person. By young I mean like 20s. I stayed at this hotel. I ended up with a UTI. It was terrible.
Was that from the flooding?
I think it might have been. Just like the little kitty. That was so sad.
Well, so that's a great story. Great way to end that story. 312, the worst straw slurpers. That's my
I don't know. I think gum chewers are worse than straw slurpers.
Oh, we got a rivalry.
So you have you don't mind the sound of like, no, you hate the sound of chewing.
She hates that.
Well, straw slurpers, I know it's going to be finite, but you don't know how long they're going to be chewing that piece of gum. If I can see the end in sight, I'm all right.
That's right.
But what if they get like one of those really super large 7-Up gulpy things?
Then I
like
know
40 ounces.
They're gonna
she
have
also
to,
knows when it's going to end.
Right? That's true. And they're going to have to stop eventually to go pee.
Or I guess we could play this all night, but what if it's the kind of thing, free refills? Then it can just keep going and keep going. I mean, there will be a moment in which they can't drink anymore, but then you could say the same thing, they can't chew anymore because it comes out of it.
But I think flavor. That if it's a free refill situation, they're confined to a space in the proximity of the beverage station. So I can move. Can adjust my location.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, for gum chewers, if they're chewing bigly chew, yeah. You know it'll be short.
Right. That's tough.
But they have a whole pouch.
That's true. Like, just one spoonful of Big League Chew.
773 says the worst is when you go to the bathroom at a bar and you have to go and the door is either broken or it's non-existent.
I think we've kind of covered the worst than that with the hideout bathroom situation. Yeah.
708 says the worst is moving into a new apartment and using the bathroom for the first time and the toilet seat is too small.
Huh.
708 says the worst, crickets and their magical ability to vanish into thin air. That is so true, trying to find a cricket.
Oh.
I feel like that's a Chinese legend, right? Like, I feel like that's a story.
Ninja. Right? Ninja crickets. Though that's Japanese, but.
Ninja cricket. The worst, 708 says vertical blinds.
Vertical blinds.
The are they the ones that are like this way?
Yeah, they're vertical.
The ones that you can take and make a snap bracelet out of them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That make them the best for me.
Just these long, huge slap bracelets.
773 says the worst is when squirrels eat the face off your pumpkin.
Yes.
You just put on your porch, turning them from decorative to hideous as mess.
Yep.
Squirrels are my nemesis every October. That can I know this is what we do. We have a Tabasco, maybe it's vinegar or Tabasco. I forgot what it is, but you every day or night you coat it. You spray it with put it in a spray bottle and coat it, and they don't touch it.
Well, that seems like a lot of work.
No, but you do it all and put in one spray bottle. So you put Tabasco and maybe it's water. I forgot what it is, the combination, but you can get it online. We got it online because we had a problem with the squirrels.
What about putting like nails in their face and like the face? The pumpkin. Like, how do you remember that movie, Hellraiser?
Booby traps?
Yeah. Yeah. So the squirrels impale themselves?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Get off my property.
Right, exactly, right. I thought moving was the worst. This is Mary 847. Perhaps there should be a category that goes beyond the worst, describing moving my 83-year-old mother out of the apartment she has lived in for 17 years.
Holy cow. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's sad.
219 says the worst, liver. Liver worst, get it?
We just bought some.
Yeah.
Did you?
We bought some Liver Best, actually.
Oh, nice.
That's what they call it in Three Oaks.
Yeah.
Shout out to best. Dryers.
Yeah.
708 says the worst is when a fellow church member sings the congregational hymns loudly and poorly every week. Mm. When Jesus comes, I like to, I feel like I'm that guy. I feel like when I'm ever in church and it's time to sing the hymns, I feel like that's my moment to shine. Like the idea that we're going to all do it together and I can change octaves and I could try to I don't know. I just feel like that's my time to shine.
Out of the way, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm not one who fakes it and I will try to sing along with it.
I'm still sitting here shocked that you go to church.
All right, moving on. all right, let's see. Okay, we got, and then we had, all right, back to the top. Lots of stuff. 312-981-7200. We've got a lot of great stuff coming in. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of it, but there's probably about 20, 25 more texts to get through. Elizabeth Gomez, Kathy Polkrebeck in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll huddle up.
talk about which of the three we like the most that we're going to give pizzas to, and we will come back and finish up tonight's worst. Stay with us.
It's going down,
playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Elizabeth Gomez, Kathy Polk, Rebecca in studio.
All right, we still got some good worst to get through tonight before we give away pizzas. We have Lou Malnati's. We have three of them. We're going to do that in a couple minutes here. 630 says, I'm all for loud, bad singing. The Bible says to raise a joyous noise. Didn't say anything about being in tune.
Joy to the world.
I love the second verse. That's my favorite.
Sing it. I don't know what
I
it
don't
is.
Know it. Here he is.
I know.
The
I know.
Savior's back. I don't know what I'm just paraphrasing.
Yeah, that's a good one. I know the chorus. Instead of heaven and nature sing, it's repeat the sound and joy.
Repeat. All right.
Anyway.
708 says, you know what's the worst? Emails. Basically text messages with responsibility attached.
I feel like my text messages are like that too, because I used to get them from my daughter. Mom, can you get this for me?
I feel like emails are more complainy. Like, that's where you send to customer service reps.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know what's the worst? When it's October 3rd and your favorite radio station is playing Christmas commercials.
Joy to the world.
847 says the worst is watching golf on TV. Seriously, nothing more boring.
Then why don't you just stop watching it?
There you go. Wow. Getting so judgy
no, over it's not judgy. It's always super weird to me when people are like, this is terrible. I'm going to keep watching.
I'm with you on the boring golf, although I one time really got into it. Like, there was one time I was watching with my father-in-law, and he was kind of watching it, and we just kind of had to watch the, you know, there's nothing else to do. And I realized what was happening. For the first time, I'm like, oh, I see what they're doing here. I see why it's this golfer than this golfer. They're actually competing. I was like, oh, I got it. I figured it's like when he did the same thing for NASCAR. Because I was like, I can't really watch NASCAR. I was never a big fan, didn't understand any of it. And I watched it with him one time, and I'm like, huh, interesting pit. I can watch any sport and be like, huh, the competition is fierce.
But in NASCAR, it's like, who's the fastest?
No.
We're
absolutely.
Golf, what?
That's
no?
That's not true. No, it's not who the fastest
well,
is.
Tell me more.
There's a strategy to when you have to, each car has to at some point or another stop to get gas and stop to get tires.
Yes.
Right? So you choose when to do that. You can choose early, you can choose late. You go late, you get closer to a tire might blow out, and you might lose the race in that way. But there's a lot of strategy that goes into when you make that pit stop.
Right, but you win it by being the fastest.
By finishing first.
Right? Right. Like, so, I mean,
but
I think
no,
that's way exciting. I don't think that's, like, if golf was, like, played and you're trying to
Are
be the fastest golfer, that would be the best.
There's golf. If you're watching a golf and it's close and two golfers and they keep going back and forth and they, one guy gets a three on the hole and the next guy's, like, on the two and he's got to do that long putt and if he gets it, he wins. That's great drama.
Like, look at Happy Gilmore.
That's great. See?
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay. You sold me.
Watch Happy Gilmore. There you go. All right. When you've sneezed multiple times and you need to sneeze again, but you're holding it in for dear life as you've already got your God bless you.
That's very polite.
It really polite. Is. Yep. That's why I throw a consider yourself blessed after the second sneeze. So they know it's okay to continue.
I always, if I get in that situation, I get to a third one, I always go, geez, what's going on? Like, I fake, this is the first time it's ever happened. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. 847.
Wait, you do that to yourself?
I do, by myself. I've been known to do that. I'll sneeze, I'll go, excuse me. I'm so
I
sorry.
Thought you were doing it to the other person, which is even more funny.
I do.
Oh my God, what's happening over there?
What's going on? The worst is when retail stores start selling holiday decorations before another holiday is even over. I know. I can't wait to get – I got to go to Walgreens, pick up my Valentine's Day stuff.
Right? Why don't they just combine all the holidays? Like, we could have Hallowgiving Christmas.
Yes.
And they could
– I'd be down.
They could put up everything at the same time.
We're in that sweet spot. Do you have any birthdays in October?
No.
Mm-mm.
See, I'm in a nice little sweet spot in my life where there isn't anything. After the August birthdays, September, I got a buddy who's got a birthday, but that's just a text message. It's like, happy birthday. But October, it's up to message. Halloween. Halloween starts, and then you got things. Then it's there's a holiday all the time for the next couple months.
Well, there's Columbus Day.
Yeah, I was thinking October. The same thing.
Yeah, but I don't feel
you don't
like
give
I'm,
presents.
I'm not really doing presents.
Like no, I take stuff for Columbus Day. I'm like, this is mine. I claim it
in honor of Columbus Day. This water is mine. You can no longer have it. 847 says the worst is shopping cart abandonment.
Oh.
And then they park them in the handicap parking space. That's true. That is true.
I just picture sad little shopping carts who've been abandoned.
They're all
rolling away.
Just one like street light.
Do they still do that thing? And it was maybe a 90s thing where it would lock up if it left the parking lot.
Yeah, that still happens.
Is that still a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
At Aldi, though, you have to pay the quarter.
Oh, I like that. Smart move. Yeah. Classic.
Yep. Efficient classic, and German. Yeah.
I wish I would use tokens because I miss tokens.
Yeah.
Tokens for anything. Like there used to be, remember when we used to have tokens for the CTA? We talked about this recently.
Uh-huh. The CTA and also like Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
There's no better joy than finding a CTA token at the bottom of your drawer. Like, oh, this is worthless. All right. So, let's see. So we've got great stuff here, and that's going to do it for tonight because we've got to get to the prizes. All right, 312-981-7200. Loved everybody who sent stuff tonight. If we didn't read yours, I apologize for some great stuff. Kathy Polkerbeck is in studio. Elizabeth Gomez. Kathy is a storyteller. Her podcast, her travel podcast, XX Will Travel. Elizabeth is one of the ensemble members for Drinkers with Writing Problems. Show the Cates are having on October 13th at the bookseller. Kathy will be performing. Elizabeth will be there.
Yep. And cheering. I'm also a comedian and storyteller. And if you're looking for me, you can find me at Juana Rumble on Twitter, where I just tagged Justin.
Yeah.
Find me through Justin. That's also hard when you're doing, the worst is like finding people through other people.
It really is.
Also having the name Elizabeth Gomez and being on some social media.
Also, what happened to Keyword? Can we just get rid of that technology? Did we just decide that whenever you listen, I love listening to like a radio station, we're like, check out my page, Keyword Justin. What is that? Go to GN and put in Keyword Justin Kaufman and I'll have that crazy funny video up there for you. All right, here we go. So we've got some Keyword Justin, Keyword Kim Kardashian.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. All right, we're giving away a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, so we've got three that we're going to do tonight. So the third place tonight, and I like this one a lot, 708 says, the worst is when a fellow church member sings the congregational hymns loudly and poorly every week. The reason I like it is we did a good job of, Mary actually texted all the lyrics to Joy to the World. We got a lot of good bits out of that, and I feel close to my heart on this one, so we're going to give 708 a pizza for that. Second place, you know what? He's been playing for a long time, and I'm glad to give him one. Jerry, the story about going back into the McDonald's to argue about catsup
yes.
that was not given to you, and then finding a way to somehow send a 6,000-word text to the station about the policies and procedures of the accountants who are trying to penny pinch over that catsup, you get a pizza.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And you guys should look out for us next month when we do a live stage reading at Steppenwolf.
Of that text.
Of that whole text.
We're just going to do that text. It's Elizabeth is going to play the catsup. And finally tonight, number one, our first caller of the night, Deborah, who got hurt, broke her wrist, actually doing physical therapy when the rubber band that she was given by the doctors broke. That plus her cat plus all that has been in somewhat of disrepair since March 24th. Missed the whole summer. Oh. Hopefully we can make up with it with a pizza. Does that sound good?
Sounds great. Congratulations to everybody.
Elizabeth Gomez, Kathy Polkerbeck, thank you very much for playing the worst tonight. We appreciate it.